We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Blocked by Rashard Odoms, who sends it into the front row. Oh!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Thursday night. It is time for Sooner Sports Talk, our first basketball show of the year. Toby Rowland with you alongside Michael Dean, and in the second half hour, we'll be joined by Sherry Cole. And right now, please help me welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody.
Thank you, Toby. Great to be with you.
How you doing, Coach?
Well, we're doing great. Good time of the year, a football team in the playoffs, and a lot of other teams at OU doing terrific, and the basketball team off to a good start.
There's nothing but good news if you're an OU fan right now. We got an award show going on right now. I think Mr. Murray's picking himself up some more hardware, and maybe he's got something else coming for him on Saturday night. We'll see.
Well, no doubt that he deserves it. You know, yeah. He's clearly the best player in the country, and you know, he's doing things that not many people have ever done, if ever, and handled himself so well, too. I mean, Lincoln Riley's group's been fantastic, and fun to watch. They've set the stage. They've set the bar very high for everyone else at the university. But Kyler's you know, been so successful, but also handled it with great humility and always a team first guy. And those guys are easy to cheer for.
This doing baseball and football thing's pretty cool. But I mean, maybe you could talk him into coming over and running point guard for you a little bit. Really blow this thing, the lid off this thing, huh?
I have no doubt that he could do it well. You know, he's could probably do about anything he sets his mind to. So, yeah. Fun to watch, though, and again, very happy for him and the football guys and other you know, great things that are happening at OU.
Opening segment, as always, presented by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law. McIntyre Law is the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. Your team coach coming off a great win on Tuesday night up in Madison Square Garden in New York City. 85-80 victory over Notre Dame to improve you to 7-1 on the year. We'll break the game down, Coach, but, man, that was a great setting, great performance by your guys, and to come home on Tuesday night with a win felt pretty good.
It did feel good, and I was very happy for the guys. Obviously, when you can go to Madison Square Garden and beat a very good Notre Dame team and have so many guys contribute in such a positive way, you know, those are the
as they really got after you on the offensive boards. But how were you able to kind of change that as the game went along?
It changed because different people stepped in and played well. Obviously, you'd rather have Jermoney in there. I'm really disappointed for him because, again, he didn't get the chance to play at the Garden and against Notre Dame. And it... You know, again, it's, at this point, nothing other than just a pretty tender ankle.
Christian James, boy, you mentioned how good he was for you late in that game. He's done it several times already in this early season, made big shots and big moments for you. Seems like he wants the ball, Coach, late in games in those winning moments.
He was special down the stretch. Again, as I told him afterwards, you know, it's one thing to say you want it, but then to step up and deliver as he did probably – in the last four or five possessions, he had big buckets, three or four of those. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'd, you know, score to take it out to a two-possession game. They'd go down. We couldn't quite get a stop. Then he'd go and take it back to a two-possession game. So those possessions in those last two or three minutes, it's pretty important to have someone wants the ball and can step up and deliver. And Christian really did that. He has done that for us all year.
He's a senior, but he's a different player this year. And, you know, he had the great freshman year on the Final Four team. I think the last couple of years maybe it took a little bit of a step back from what we saw the promise early on. But what's changed for him this year?
A lot of it's relative to expectations. If you think back to his freshman year, we thought it was very good. But it was in a role coming off the bench and really complimenting everyone else. And then, you know, probably hoping you'd step into a much bigger scoring role as a sophomore, and that became a little bit frustrating. And then he had a good year last year, and now I think with the work he put in the spring and summer and fall, it's great to see him rewarded because he has worked extremely hard and not just you know, talking about wanting that role, but really, you know, investing to the point where he's able to take on that role and be successful.
It's interesting as the year goes along. I know that your job is to find what role everybody fits into. Partly they find it on themselves as the year goes along. Guys become guys that help you off the bench from an energy perspective or whatever. Christian early on in this season has said, it seems, I'm a go-to guy. And, you know, coming into the year, I don't think we knew that. I remember Kevin Henry and I talking before the season, who's the guy Oklahoma's going to give the basketball to this year when they really need a bucket? And we bantied around four or five possibilities that it could be. But for him this early in the season, and maybe that could change, but for him to say, I'm the guy, give me the ball in the big moments, you know, that's an important role. And for him to grab it by the horns early on, I think could be big for you.
It's huge. And he's not, as you say, he's not verbally doing it. He's doing it with his actions.
Right.
You know, it's one thing for people to verbally say, I want that ball and I want that role. But Christian hasn't said that. He's just lined up and taking care of that role by delivering. And that's way more important than just talking about it. So, yeah, and the other players, you know, you're right. They define their roles. And probably the interesting thing about this team going in is that we knew we had six seniors. We knew we had, you know, some other guys coming into the program. But we really didn't know exactly who would assume what role.
Right.
And we needed everyone to grow in their role for sure. But we didn't know exactly what that meant. And you know, it's a pleasant result in that a lot of guys are stepping in. Miles Reynolds, I think, has taken on that
sure.
role of energy and enthusiasm And Richard's coming, coming off the bench and giving us great energy and defensively. And I thought, again, the second half in the Garden was his best stretch of play. Jamoney, prior to the ankle injury, was doing, better and better with each ball game. And especially the two games prior to the Garden, he was really good defensively. So they're all growing. They're all growing, and they're excited about it.
Such a fun stage to be on in Madison Square Garden. And you and I talked before the game. It seems like you have sought out, these big stages for your team. I'm sure that's big for you in recruiting as well, to say, hey, we play big games, big stages. We go to the Bahamas. We go to Madison Square Garden. And you're going to Chicago here in a little bit. But the PK80 was a marquee event last year out in Portland. But I was talking on Monday night. The team went to the Knicks game. And Christian James and Brady Manick, we were walking in together. And neither one of them had ever been to New York City, much less Madison Square Garden. And to see the excitement in their eyes when they got to see the place they had seen their whole lives on television, that's pretty cool. And I love the fact that you're not scared to schedule these type games.
The players enjoy it. I think the fans enjoy it. Mike Shepard does a terrific job. Our director of operations really identifies different scheduling opportunities and really researches the strength of schedule part of it in terms of an at-large possibility for the tournament. And I think he's the best in the country mm-hmm. at putting together a schedule. And really, we had the schedule basically completed before television called and said, how about Notre Dame in the Garden? And you can't pass that up, So for the experience for the players and, the Jimmy V Foundation, the classic benefiting cancer. I mean, and again, just to get your players to the Garden and have the opportunity to play Notre Dame, it worked out well and certainly is glad to win. But it's like the fact that the players are going to be able to talk for the rest of their lives sure. about that experience and with such good memories.
That's a memory they'll never forget. All right, we're going to take an opening timeout. We'll talk more about that game. The Sooners also have another big one coming up Saturday morning. Wichita State will be in Oklahoma City. If you've got a question for Coach Kruger or Coach Cole later on, you can tweet us. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox is at OU on the air. Shoot us a tweet, and we'll pass your question along. It's Sooner Sports Talk. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, and we'll be right back.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoor selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility Technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
You're live with Small Town Gail talking about the purchasing power in Purcell at Patriot Ford.
Hey Gail, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know Kevin from Patriot Ford, the best small town dealer in the state?
Yes, Gail.
Then you know that Patriot Ford treats everyone like family, supports every school fundraiser, and sponsors the OU Patriot of the game.
Gail, it is Kevin from Patriot Ford.
Oh, hey Kevin.
I called to tell people.
When looking for your next car, take exit 95 off I-35 to Patriot Ford. Consider it done.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Sooner fans, your favorite Pizza Hut deal isn't just online anymore. Get our large two-topping pizza for just $7.99 when you call, dine in, or order online. While you're there, also try our new $5 lineup. Order two or more items from the lineup and get them for just $5 each. Both offers are available any way you order. So get over to Pizza Hut for lunch or take your family to dinner and enjoy our great offers today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen to Chris Blank and I talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do to subscribe to get your all Sooner talk you want and need delivered right to your phone or iPad. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast, presented by Allstate and Riverwind. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of OU Athletics. Bud Light's an official sponsor of OU Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. And Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It is our first Sooner Sports Talk of the year. We're brought to you by AT&T. Sherry Cole will be alongside in just a little bit. We're talking with Lon Kruger right now, though. And Coach, I thought it was interesting how that game played out with Notre Dame. You've been a really good, strong defensive team early in the year. Notre Dame's always kind of gritty, tough defensive team. But both teams got it rolling offensively, especially in the second half. I wouldn't have guessed that game would have been played in the 80s. But you both got hot behind the three-point line, and sure enough, there it went.
It did. It was a game of streaks. We got off to a good start. Notre Dame tied it up. We got away again in the second half. They came back to take a brief lead, and then we, of course, you know, finished with a good run. But guys on both teams moved the ball well. They, you know, we made shots, shot it well from three. Again, a lot of different guys stepping in and making good plays for each other. So, again, probably our best flow offensively that we've had on the year so far.
How's Brady's eye?
Yeah, it took a pretty good blow there in the first half, and got it glued up a little bit. Never did get stitches, but right in the eyelid. So obviously he shot it well and continued to shoot it well, so it didn't hurt his vision any. But he's pretty gamey. He jumped back out there, and he didn't want to miss any time.
What a cool place to get your eye split open, though, right? I mean, there's been a lot of famous people that get their eye split open in Madison Square Garden. So add Brady Manick to the list.
Absolutely. That adds to the lore, of course, and makes for a good story.
When he's shooting the ball like that, when he's feeling confident like that, boy, you guys are tough.
And he's been shooting it like that in practice. So yeah. It wasn't a huge surprise, even though he hadn't done it that way in a game yet this year. We expected that breakout game at some point because he's been making shots in practice, shooting it well, put a lot of extra time in, done a good job. It's funny how when you spend extra time, your confidence goes up a little bit, and preparation's a little better. But he's a guy that likes being in the gym and likes getting up shots, so we think he'll keep shooting it well.
Your freshman Jamal Bienemy's giving you some good minutes, especially on the defensive end. I think he's got 13, 14 steals on the year now.
He's rangy. He's got good anticipation. He's very well grounded defensively. He's got good fundamentals. And again, he gets his hands on a lot of balls. So he's a guy. He's really a good player. He's gonna get better and better. And as the year goes on, we're gonna forget that he's a freshman, and he'll start stepping up there more offensively.
What do we know about Wichita State? This is a fun matchup. It's become a nice little rivalry. Really no reason Oklahoma and Wichita State shouldn't play as close as you are geographically and two solid basketball programs like that. But they come to your place or Oklahoma City 2 years ago and win. You repay the favor last year in a great game up in Wichita. Now they're coming back to your place Saturday morning. Could be a little dicey outside. Fortunately, we're playing indoors on Saturday. So what do we know about the Shockers?
Yeah, they're good as always in terms of fundamentally sound defensively, work extremely hard. They try to get up into you and make you a little bit uncomfortable with their defense. Offensively, again, fundamentally sound, move the ball, set good screens, cut hard, do all the things that good basketball teams do. And Wichita State's been really good for a long time. Greg Marshall's done a terrific job there, and we know they'll come in here and make it tough on Saturday.
Always fun, the variety of different tests that you get in the non-conference. I know you guys, to some extent, schedule that way. Creighton, who you're going to see in a little bit, plays entirely differently than, for example, a Wichita State does. But it's fun to see the different styles. Challenging, I'm sure.
It is. And, always in the non-conference, you get some of that. It seems like this year we've gotten a more extreme variety. Different teams, different styles, different things defensively, offensively, which is great. Like you say, because in Big 12 Conference, you've got a lot of different styles. And our non-conference schedule, maybe as well as any schedule in recent memory, will prepare us well for all those different styles.
Defense, I think, has been what everybody's talking about out of your team early in the year through eight games. Are you pleased with where you are on the defensive end of the court?
Very pleased with where we're at, the starting point, and more pleased by the fact that the players want to keep getting better. They've got a good attitude about it. We've improved from a communication standpoint. We're getting a little bit more physical all the time. We still need to be able more aggressive, physical on the boards, but they're moving in that direction. But most importantly, they're working well together. They're not giving up, easy buckets. They're doing a good job in transition. And again, they've taken a lot of pride in the end of the floor.
You surprised by how well you've played early in the year?
Not based on what they did in the fall practices. Yeah. We knew they were making good strides. Again, when you're going through it against each other, you like the effort, you like the progress they appear to be making, but you really don't know until you step out against other people.
Sure.
And because it's always relative. You can feel pretty good about what you're doing, and yet it may not quite be good enough. But these guys have hung in there and in a lot of good ball games. Games have gone down to the last 5 minutes, and you have to have buckets or you have to have stops, and these guys have gotten some great experience through the first seven or eight games.
I was watching the Thunder and Nets last night, and New Jersey has had a propensity this year to play well through three quarters, and it kind of slips away from them in the fourth. And obviously that's what happened last night. Paul George got hot on them. I only bring that up because your team has started a pretty good habit early in the year of about halfway through the second half playing their best basketball and going on runs. And it started really on that first road trip of the year. You were down to Texas San Antonio midway through the second half, went on a big run. You've done it three or four times the other night, back and forth midway through the second half. Miles Reynolds hits a three, and you go on a little bit of a run. But that starts to kind of get in the back of your brain or the front of your brain. Here we go, 10 minutes to go. This is where we really kick it in. And you've done it several times over and over again this year.
Yeah, they have, and that's a great quality to have, of course. I think part of it is the ability to play a lot of people. That's helped us stay a little bit fresh. The other night we got stretched a little bit because Jamani was not in the rotation. But the guys still worked through it, and that was a good learning experience too because they had to play probably just a little bit more fatigued. Brady played the entire second half. I think Christian James got a brief blow with a few minutes to go in the second half. But, again, having to stretch themselves a little bit is not all bad.
Haven't seen Kerr the last couple of games. Injury?
His back is still hit and miss. He's been sore. He missed those 10 days prior to the season opening game, and that really set him back. And he's really not been the same since then. So, we'll keep checking him out, and the doctors keep an eye on him. But at this point, he's been able to practice a little bit, but not at the same with the same result that he was earlier in the year.
All right, we'll take a timeout. One more segment with Lon Kruger coming up. I want to ask you about your signing class when we come back. Sooners have a big one coming in. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue at Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. We at Whataburger are all about quality. From the time that you hit the door to the time that you leave, because that's what customers expect.
It's always a great experience here, no matter what time of day.
They're always going to be consistent, and you're going to get exactly what you expect every time you come here.
The quality of the food is what makes Whataburger Whataburger.
The first bite makes you feel all warm and happy inside.
Good quality, great service. That's what keeps me coming back.
It's your hometown Whataburger. Quality like no other.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, leading healthcare.
For the past 50 years, Floyd's Recreational Vehicles has been a staple in Oklahoma, not only offering the highest quality of RVs, but also providing you with outstanding service and accessories with over 20 service bays and a fully trained staff to get you back to your favorite campground, enjoying those campfires and s'mores. Floyd's, just one exit south of the Riverwind Casino on I-35, exit 104.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
Fans, from the coin toss to the final quarter, stay refreshed with an ice-cold Coca-Cola as you cheer on the Sooners. Coca-Cola tastes the feeling. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. We'd like to thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics is one with you. And Riverwind is home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind is still the one. Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue at Sooner Sports Talk, the basketball edition, brought to you by AT&T. Quick segment here with Coach Kruger and then Sherry Cole coming up right around the corner. I wanted to ask you about your signing class, Coach. You bring in a top five, by some accounts, top 10 signing class this year. Five guys, I think three freshmen and two JUCOs. This is one of the best signing classes OU's had in a long, long time, and I know you're excited about these guys.
Very much so. You know, terrific young guys. They wanted to be Sooners. A lot of them committed early. Couldn't be more pleased. Really, you've got kind of a variety of positions covered and skill level from shooters to rebounders to shot blockers to guys that can drive and kick. But Alondis Williams will come in as a junior from Triton Community College in Chicago. Terrific all-around player. He just can make plays off the dribble for others, can make the three, 6'4", 6'5", you know, swing player that does a terrific job at his JUCO team's undefeated at this point. Corbin Merritt will come in as a sophomore at 6'9", 7'3", wingspan.
You know,
very long, very
rangy
out of Daytona State College JUCO down there. But he was hurt last year, so he's going to graduate this year with 3 years of eligibility left, so that's great. And then Davion Harmon, a point guard out of Guyer High School in Denton, a highly rated point that's really tough, hard-nosed, good leader, can score, can drive and kick, make teammates better. Jalen Hills, 6'7", 6'8", you know, wing out of Las Vegas, Clark High School out there, just a good all-around player that loves to compete.
Lon Kruger name still carries some weight out in Las Vegas.
Well, we're delighted that he wanted to be a Sooner, so that's great. And then Victor Iwukor is a really athletic 6'6 guy that will bounce off walls and play with great energy, enthusiasm. You know, shot blocker right now, but I think we'll really develop into a good offensive player too. So really a group of five that's exciting to add to a roster.
What's important for you Saturday?
Keep getting better. Keep getting better. Keep focusing defensively. Take a little better care of the ball offensively. Finish some advantage plays that we've got. Be a little bit more aggressive, more physical on the boards. But just keep making the progress. Guys have a great attitude about working to get better every day, and we've got to transfer that to the court again on Saturday.
Of course, a week from Saturday, we'll be up in Tulsa at the BOK Center, OU and USC. We'll talk more about that game next week when we're together. Coach, thanks for spending a few minutes with us tonight. We really appreciate
thanks,
it. Good luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you.
That's Lon Kruger, OU and Wichita State, coming up 11 a.m. Saturday morning at the Chesapeake Energy Arena in downtown Oklahoma City. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, Sherry Cole joins us here live on the show. You're listening to Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoors selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
Sooner fans, your favorite Pizza Hut deal isn't just online anymore. Get our large two-topping pizza for just $7.99 when you call, dine in, or order online. While you're there, also try our new $5 lineup. Order two or more items from the lineup and get them for just $5 each. Both offers are available any way you order. So get over to Pizza Hut for lunch or take your family to dinner and enjoy our great offers today. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
You're live with Small Town Gail talking about the purchasing power in Purcell at Patriot Ford.
Hey Gail, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know Kevin from Patriot Ford, the best small town dealer in the state?
Yes, Gail.
Then you know that Patriot Ford treats everyone like family, supports every school fundraiser, and sponsors the OU Patriot of the game.
Gail, it is Kevin from Patriot Ford.
Oh, hey Kevin.
I called to tell people.
When looking for your next car, take exit 95 off I-35 to Patriot Ford. Consider it done.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lon Kruger and Sherry Cole right here, right now. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma, I-35, exit 95. All right, we want to thank Lon Kruger for being with us tonight, but now we welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooner women's basketball program, Sherry Cole, everybody. Hi, Coach.
Hey, Toby. How are you?
I'm good. I've missed you. How you been?
Well, I've missed you, too. I've been a little bruised and battered, but I'm still standing, and I'm here.
3-5 start to the season, but we're coming off a win over Central Arkansas last night, 65-52 in the LNC. How'd you feel like they played last night?
We didn't play very well, to be quite honest. We didn't play very well at all. We played like a team that had been stunned and popped in the jaw a little bit and came out and I thought had pretty good energy to start the game and had a couple of bad things happen, turnovers on the first couple of possessions and a couple of quick foul calls, and we just really got a little bit stunned. And, you know, the good thing about it is that team really guards you. Central Arkansas, they're really well coached. They do a good job. They don't shoot it very well, but they really guard you. And we could have caved, and we didn't, and we found a way to win and came on the second half, and Shayna looked more like herself in the second half than she has in about 3 weeks. So that was good to see that. And if you can find a way to grind some of those out, sometimes those are the turning points for seasons.
Just a taste victory, even if it wasn't pretty by your account, you think that'll help your team?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're so young, Toby. Three freshmen on the floor all the time, sometimes four and occasionally five. And nobody in the country has that situation. I walked down to one of my assistant coaches' offices this morning and I said, this freshman at Connecticut does the exact same thing our freshmen do. She's lost as can be. She's scoring some points, but and I watched a little bit. Well, this kid does the same. But they have one freshman on the floor.
Right.
And we have three, four, and sometimes five.
Right.
And so we've done some really good things. We've had periods of play where we've really played well, and then we just hit a skid. And as I talked to you on the radio earlier this week, it feels like we just hit black ice and there's nothing you can do. You just kind of put your hands up and wait till the slide is over and then try to get back on the road and go some more. And, you know, we're fighting valiantly and we're learning, and there's just so much that freshmen don't know.
Right.
You know, I mean, they don't know how to play hard. They don't know what real work is. They don't understand situations. They've never had to focus so much. They've never had to think while they play. And, you know, several of them on occasion said, I want to play like I did in high school. And I said, you are, and that's the problem. You can't. You have to think at this level, and you have to play at a different pace, and it's uncomfortable, and it's a metamorphosis. It takes a while. And so things that are hard to learn take time to teach. So that's what we're in the middle of right now.
What are you happy with right now?
Well, obviously, Taylor Robertson has had an unbelievable start to her college career. She's second in the country in three-point shots made. She's been Big 12 Rookie of the Week three times, I think, already. Maddie Williams, even though she has not figured out how to start her car yet, and I don't mind saying that. I say it to her every
You're
single
serious.
Day. Turn the engine on, please.
Okay, I got you.
She is idling.
Okay.
No, not
we're
her real.
We're speaking in metaphors now.
Her,
I got you.
Her real car, Toby, has many parking tickets on it. Her metaphorical car just hadn't turned over quite yet. And still, she has 17 rebounds the other night. I mean, she's done some phenomenal things. And so the future is so bright for her. But she's got to figure out how to play harder more, how to do that more often.
When you've got so many youngsters, and you mentioned you've got seven freshmen,
mm-hmm.
three, four, five on the court at any point, they have been, I would assume, as most freshmen who have been able to achieve a college scholarship, very successful in their life in high school basketball and junior high basketball and even before junior high basketball. And when it's a struggle like it is right now to find wins, how hard is that on you to kind of keep everybody's spirits up, or how have they reacted to it? Maybe that hasn't been a problem at all.
Well, it's always the thing you worry about or are concerned
Don't
about.
Don't get your daubers down.
Going into a season is the loss of confidence
right.
that can result, especially when you play a really difficult schedule up front. If you have five or six games where you can go and roll and win fairly easily, maybe you build up this confidence that buoys you when you play against tougher opponents. It maybe makes you play a little bit better than you actually are at the time. The exact inverse of that is also possible, which we play this daunting schedule where they don't have time to build up that reservoir of confidence. So you can sometimes play worse than you actually are at any given point in time. We knew that was a concern going in. We didn't dream that we would be facing this without Anna, who is perhaps our grounding force and our anchor. We miss her production for sure, but we miss her presence even more. And that example of how to play like your hair's on fire all the time, even if you're not doing the right thing, maybe you're just playing hard enough to cover it. We don't really have that, though Mandy Simpson has been terrific. She's really played very, very hard. So what's happened is it's kind of like a boxer. You get knocked in the jaw, and you're kind of stunned for a little bit. And so everything is slow, and everything is late, and most things are kind of halfway and a little bit sloppy. And that's where we are, and that's certainly where we were last night. I think, however, that we were able to put our feet on the ground and go, okay, let's stop the spinning, and now let's get back to moving forward. And I feel like we made a step in that direction today at practice.
I mean, we talked about this on the radio, too. I mean, the bad part of having three or four or five freshmen on the court at all times is that they don't know what they're doing yet. But the day's coming when they are three, four, or five sophomores, or three, four, or five juniors, or three, you know, they're all going to grow up, or maybe even later this year, where it's all going to click for them. It's just being patient and waiting for that. It's got to be agonizing.
For sure.
For you, for them, for your fans, for everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think probably more for people on the outside, because they're not on the inside seeing the toil that's going on every single day.
Yeah.
They just expect these results that our performances over the past two decades have prepared them to expect, which is we win most of our games. And that's all right. There's nothing wrong with expectations, but you also have to understand and temper that and know that these are 18-year-old kids who are making the transition, and it's very, very difficult, especially without upperclassmen there on the floor with them, and they don't have that. It makes me think of Lanisha Caulfield and Dale's and that crew. If Caulfield were sitting here today, she would tell you that she learned how to play hard, really, her junior year in college. She would tell you that today if you ask her. Her freshman and sophomore year, it was a constant battle. Niche, you're not running. Niche, you're not blocking out. Niche, you're not playing hard. Niche, you're not in a stance. Constantly, on and on and on. Something happened between the sophomore and junior year, and she was just as authentic as the day is long. She looked at me and said, I get it. I get it. And here she goes, and she's unbelievable, her final 2 years in college. And she would tell you right now, she knew when the light came on, and she got it. And so you stay with them. And we are 8 games into these guys' lives as college players. They're going to figure it out. And as I told them the other day, we're asking you to do hard things because we're saying play hard, and they're looking at you like, I'm playing harder than I've ever played in my life.
Right.
And we're saying, yeah, but that's not it yet. So they're just scratching their head because they don't know what they don't know. They can't until they get there and we stop practice and go, yes, that's it. That's the one. And we play it back on the screen. That's it. That's what it looks like. And you celebrate it. So those are hard decisions to make. You got 5 guys trying to make them at the same time over and over and over again. That's hard, and it takes a while. So we just fight our way through it and keep teaching, keep learning.
Pieces are there, though. I mean, you had the Big 12 Freshman of the Year, and the person who finished, a young lady who finished probably second for Big 12 Freshman of the Year last year. Maddie Williams is going to be a superstar, just a matter of time. Taylor Robertson might be, when it's all said and done, the greatest shooter in OU women's basketball history if she keeps on the same track she's on right now. So
that's a chance. Set a record for back-to-back, most threes in back-to-back games in our program's history.
I shouldn't have gone this long without asking about Anna. Such a pivotal piece to your team and goes down early in the season. How's she doing? What's the future look like?
She's shooting now, which is great. Great news. Doc is very pleased with her progress. We're hopeful that we have her back full strength for conference play, and that makes a tremendous difference, obviously. But you don't know. You know, we have to prepare as though we're not going to get her, but we're hopeful that we will. And there's nothing right now that signifies that that wouldn't happen.
So January.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And maybe even before that. But in my mind, I'm shooting for conference.
You mentioned Shayna Pellington played well in the second half for you the other night. What has been – I mean, she came out like gangbusters and was hitting threes early in the season and all that kind of stuff. And what has been – I don't want to say the issue because she's still averaging, what, 16 points a game for you. But I know she hasn't played at the level that you would hope right now.
No, nor, so that, she, nor that she would hope. And very much, I would say – I guess in sports terms, we would say she's pressing.
Yeah.
Trying to sometimes score 10 points in one possession, which has never happened and never will. Sometimes so intent on proving that she can make a three that her threes don't come out of rhythm. Just really not allowing the game to come to her, but forcing everything. And the result of that has been a lot of turnovers and some ill-advised shots. And then that creates anxiety that carries over to the free throw line. And suddenly you have a little bit of a snowball. But I thought yesterday afternoon she finally just said, we got to win this game. I got to find a way to win this game. And relaxed and made some plays and looked more like herself. There was a steal and a fast break layup that I thought looked more like vintage Shayna than anything I'd seen in a long time. That's a good sign for us.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, one more segment with Coach Cole. They got a big one coming up Sunday afternoon here in Norman. The DePaul Blue Demons will be in town. We'll talk about that and more. It's Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... Ahem, a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee... Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoor selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
A lot of things have happened in 50 years. Companies come and go, but there is one company that has stood the test of time. Floyd's Recreational Vehicles has been located in Norman and has become one of Oklahoma's oldest family-owned organizations. 20 acres of RVs, RV storage, RV parts, and of course the home of the free RV inspection in one of their 20 service bays. Floyd's, located just one exit south of the Riverwind Casino on I-35, Goldsby Exit 104.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, leading healthcare.
I love the A1 Thick and Hearty Burger. Absolutely the best thing ever.
You asked for it and it's back.
It's back!
It comes with two 100% pure beef patties.
You have the crunchiness of the bacon, the onions, the way it all comes together.
The sauce plays a big role in a sandwich.
When you combine it with everything, that's what makes it so good.
It's a little piece of heaven right here.
That's the A1 Thick and Hearty Burger.
A1 Thick and Hearty!
Only at Whataburger and only for a limited time.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
When you can't be at the game, Sooner Sports TV's got you covered on the air and online at Soonersports.tv. Sooner Sports TV, presented by our cornerstone partners of Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and OU Medicine. Log on to Soonersports.com for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. And the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Final segment here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on this Thursday night. It's our first basketball show of the year. We'll be continuing next Thursday and then on to March Madness on down the line. Sherry Cole with us for one more segment. They've got DePaul coming up on Sunday afternoon at home, Lloyd Noble Center. You played the Blue Demons twice last year. An epic game up at their place early in the season. Went to overtime. It was a 111-108, I believe. And then you saw him in the NCAA tournament as well, and they like to shoot the threes.
Yes, they do. They average 13.6 made threes per game. Wow. They shoot 38 threes a game. If you do all the math,
that's hard to do.
You got to make like 11 more baskets than they do if you want to tie them, if they make those threes. So they play a very atypical style of basketball. They press, and it's sort of the philosophy of shoot really fast so we can have the ball back. They don't really care. Mm-hmm. Just shoot really fast, and you make a layup, and we'll come down and make a three.
It's a little Billy Tubbs-esque.
A little bit. I hope Coach Tubbs is in the house for that on Sunday. He'll appreciate that style. Doug Bruno is a dear friend of mine, great coach. He's decided this is his niche, and that's what he recruits to, and that's how they play, and they do a great job with it. You know, they shoot about 38% from three, which is good.
Yeah.
It's not unbelievable, right. But it's really good. And so what we have to do as a defensive unit is understand that they will miss some. Kept telling our guys today, you have to block out because they're not all going to go in. You got to remember that. I watched the first half of their game against Connecticut, and they shot 19% from the field. So it sometimes they don't. And that wasn't necessarily a reflection of Connecticut's length and defensive prowess. They just were missing some shots, which they will do. They're
62%
humans.
Of the time, statistically,
there
they're
going to
miss.
There you go. Yeah. Your math is unbelievable.
That was off the top of my head.
Boom. So they're... they're good, and they're number 15 in the country, and they are for a reason. They've lost to Connecticut and Notre Dame, and one other escapes me right now, but they've played a really tough schedule, as Doug always does. And so it's our turn to get them in our place. And I'll tell you what, you go on the road and you play five really, really good teams, teams who collectively are 30-8, I believe. And we lost to them all on the road, and they all had senior-laden teams and experienced. Most of them returned five starters from last year. We play all that. I'm telling you right now, you lace it up and beat DePaul on Sunday, and you don't really care so much.
That's right.
So much opportunity on Sunday afternoon.
You try to take them out. Do you try to slow it down? You try to take them out of the
it's
game?
It's so funny that you say that, because while you're here with Lon, I'm watching this NC State, this Jimmy Valvano thing,
right.
And I've seen it 400 times. And you know the story of Jimmy V, that when he's getting ready to play for the national championship, we're not going to shoot it till Tuesday. You
yeah.
know, we're
going
right. to – if we win the opening tap, there may not be a shot in this game tonight. He's going to slow it down. Of course, he didn't. He didn't do that. And it's so funny that you asked me that. I'm sitting here thinking, should I posture like Jimmy V and say, well, slow this thing
you
down
think
and
Doug
run.
Bruno's listening to our show tonight,
you know
maybe?
What? He's sneaky like that.
Yeah,
he's a sneaky
be.
Little devil.
We're on Sirius XM radio all over the world. So, Doug, thanks for tuning in tonight.
People in China.
Sherry's about to tell you how she's going to try to defend you on Sunday. Go ahead, Coach. Are you going to slow it down?
I don't think – the way they play defense, it's really hard to slow it down because they invite you to go shoot quickly, and
right.
you can't turn down a layup. I mean, at the end of our game in Chicago last year, the game that went to overtime, we're trying to hold for the last shot, and they literally give us a pick-and-roll layup. You can't not – you don't know if you're going to get that again. So we make the layup, and then, boom.
They hit the three.
Hit the three, falling yeah. out of bounds, by the way. Not
very,
that I remember.
That was not very nice. I remember
no.
that. I haven't asked you yet about Jesse Mercer or Tatum Vitenheimer. Tell folks who haven't seen you play yet about those two. Jesse played well for you, looked like off the bench last night.
Jesse's a big shot maker. She's a scorer. That's her identity as a player. She's a little yapping dog on defense. Will get out and get after you. And sometimes it's great because it can force people to make errors. And sometimes it's a little too overzealous and can take away a thing and give them something else. But that's part of that freshman, the nuances that freshmen have to learn. I cannot fault her effort. She competes every second that she's on the floor. I love that. Gives us something to attach to. Assist turnover ratio, not good at all. Tatum has done a better job with the assist turnover ratio. She's positive in that regard, playing against really seasoned point guards, which I'm pleased with. Tatum's much more of a pass first, set everybody up. Jesse's much more of a scorer. So they're very, very different. But they're having to tag team the most difficult spot on the floor to play.
Yeah.
And with no reprieve from anyone. It's freshmen substituted by freshmen. Substituted by freshmen again, and they have to just play to their capacity. So they're taking some lumps right now because not only do freshmen have to figure out how to play hard and how to think while they play and how to know what's going on the floor, freshman point guard has to take care of all that and everybody else's business at
yeah.
the same time. So their plates are full. And they're hanging in there. They're doing all right. They're tough kids. They're both still able to smile. I grabbed Tatum somewhere in the third quarter last night and said, listen, we're wearing white. They're wearing the dark color throw it to us. And, you know, God love her. She started laughing. She said, I'm on it. And then we moved on.
Why didn't you tell her that before the tip?
Well,
that was on you.
My fault entirely. I must cover these things.
I'm telling you, it's unfortunate if you're a point guard when your head coach is also a point guard. That was the case for me in college. Because I was like, dadgummit, I wish you were a big man because you are on me all the time. Lon Kruger was a point guard. They tend to be more head coaches, the point guards do. But
By nature, yes.
And hard on the point guards.
A little bit unfortunate, but I tell you what, Danielle Robinson used to say, and still says, Dan Hughes, who does many of our games, she played for him in San Antonio. In the WNBA, and he said, you know what I loved about Danielle? He told me this one day, you know what I loved about Danielle? Every time anything happened, she said, that's my fault. And I tapped my chest, and I said, God love her. Of course she did, and he just died laughing. That's just one of the things you learn as a point guard.
Good luck against DePaul, Coach.
Thank you, Toby.
Sherry Cole, everybody. We'll do it again next week here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.